Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rice Got His Morning Show with Matt Man.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rice Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
Let's talk about the picture. Let's talk about that. Or let's just talk about like the full picture here. Is she lying?
I mean, I'm not saying she's lying, but no, that's not the full picture.
Okay.
I mean, that's how it usually goes. Same story, two different versions. So I mean,
what's missing?
Yeah, like what are we missing?
Well, first off, this wasn't me dragging her into something. I mean, we both talked about it a lot, and the whole point was to be honest instead of one of us eventually doing something behind the other's back, you know?
Right. And that lines up with what she was saying. No surprises.
But what she's leaving out is she was just as checked out as I was. We weren't connecting. We weren't really even trying anymore for a while.
Right.
Also, it already wasn't good, so you wanted to experiment and see if you could change it, I guess.
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean...
So, in your mind, though, this was already slipping away.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to fix something, you know, not break something, basically.
So, it was a mutual, let's try something else? Because it's already bad?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but she told us y'all's goal was to save the marriage.
I mean, that was the goal for me, too, and it still is.
Babe, do you feel like this helps? Honestly.
I think parts of it are. I mean, we're being more honest than we've been in a long time. I can say that.
But where does it... Like,
yeah.
Where does it go sideways, though? Like, when did everything start going awry? With this picture?
I don't think it went sideways. I mean, I think it just got... real. I mean, we said open, okay, we said other people, and we never put limits on what that meant beyond the basic stuff.
But you know what she meant, yeah. Right? Like you, or did you even know what she meant?
I knew what we said, and we didn't say only women or anything like that. So, I mean,
have you always been bisexual? If you are?
I mean, that's something I've never really explored. I mean, I just...
She was saying, like, your wife was saying, like, you changed the definition of these terms without asking her. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
But see, I feel like I stayed inside what we agreed to. It's just not what she expected.
I know. That's a pretty big gap, dude. What you meant versus what she thought you meant.
And I know how she may feel that you may not be attracted to her if you're attracted to men.
Well, let's talk about that picture, like the one that she got from her coworker. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not disputing the fact that was AI or anything like or that was real. Like, what is your explanation there?
I mean, I was at a bar. I met somebody. We were talking. Yeah, I got a little close. But I mean, that's what this is, right? I mean, just meeting people.
So the other question is, was that the first time something like that happened, or was it the first time she found out?
I mean, that's the first time she saw something, yeah.
So there's been more than that?
Yeah, I mean, there has. Not
a
lot recently, but...
So do you think you discovered this about yourself after you had the open marriage conversation, or did you kind of think it was already there a little bit?
I mean, I've had thoughts before. I just never did anything with it, you know?
Like going back for a while? Or? Like recently?
I mean, if I'm being honest, probably longer than I've ever admitted out loud. I just didn't think it meant anything.
This just came out of nowhere.
No, it did. I wouldn't say it did.
Well, let me ask you, like, straight up, because people are asking this. Paige mentioned it there as well. Like, and I'm not going to say this like Dr. Phil would say it, but are you gay?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
okay.
What would you say, though?
Great song.
I'm saying that I'm figuring things out, and I thought that was part of the whole point of this, you know, being honest about where you're at instead of hiding it. And
okay, so it's not sneaking, it's exploring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but she said you took off with it, though, like you were getting all these different apps, going out multiple nights a week. Like, what kind of relationship is that, even if you're like...
Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
I mean, I did, because I took it seriously. I mean,
or is it because you liked it? I guess it could be both. But.
And how do you not
both.
Get... How do
I'm
you
not
going
to lie.
How do you not think about the other person? I've never had an open relationship with somebody, because it would be hard for me to not call the other person by the wrong name, or... in sex.
You're not a good liar. Let me ask you
no,
this.
No, I'm not, but it would be awkward if she was having sex with him and he called her John or something.
Kevin,
you
know? I'm sure he'd stop.
You're aware of this, I'm sure, but like, she hasn't done anything. Like, you guys have, I mean, at least that's what she told us. Maybe you know otherwise. Well, she said she hasn't done anything on her end.
I mean, and that's her choice. I never told her she couldn't.
Don't you see how that's kind of uneven, though? Like, you're out here, you got all the action.
I mean, I do. I just don't think that means I did something wrong.
So,
you know, if she's not getting any, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
If she's allowed.
Yeah, yeah. She says it's like you. I don't know, man. This is just wild for me to think. Like, I mean, it's just really wild. Like, how did you ever. Like, get, that was a chair. See? How did you ever, like, get married and like, when there's, like, because she says it goes way back, like, and she says it seems like you want, like, everything, you know?
Yeah,
really. Well, you know, I don't think that that's fair. I think I want honesty. Yeah, part of that is figuring out parts of my own self that I probably ignored for a long time.
Which I guess includes, like, being attracted to men, right? Which is okay, you know, it's just... That's part of the deal.
I mean, including not pretending I have everything figured out yet.
But she said something to the effect of, like, I didn't agree to lose my marriage slowly. I agreed to try to save it. I'm paraphrasing, but was that not the idea here?
No, I agree with that. That's exactly why I didn't cheat. That's why I was upfront. And to be fair, she was the one who said we should be completely honest about everything. That was her thing, not mine.
But you didn't tell her you were the dude.
Yeah. Now you're living by the rules she wanted.
Exactly.
But one of the rules, though, was like communication before anything happens. Like, no surprises, no surprises. And it doesn't sound like you actually did that.
Not every time.
So that's
no.
cheating. That's
yeah.
In this rule book, that's cheating.
That feels like a big one, Kevin, to be honest with you.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is. I mean,
but, you know, but from her side, it probably feels like a slow loss. That makes sense.
I get that.
And
I really do.
You know, look, I will dance around this slightly, but, I mean, you got kids at home. Does any part of that not worry you that you know, this could grow to something bigger than just the two of you? You know, I mean, that's a lot.
Of course it does. I mean, that's why I didn't want to do this behind her back, you know? I mean...
Do you?
Yeah, because I don't think she expected this to actually happen like this. And maybe I didn't either, to be honest.
I can tell from the beginning.
It sounds like you didn't think it would get this far, so I kind of see that.
No, I thought we'd ease into it. I didn't expect to start questioning parts of myself like this either, so...
Yeah, but, like, right now, do you still want the marriage? Like, do you still want to be married to her? Or are you trying to figure out? I'm not harping on the fact that you're bisexual or gay or whatever it is. Like, I mean, like, truly, I'm not.
But dudes,
like,
are cool. We can.
Yeah.
That's tough to, like, set back as her and say, you know, like, I'm going to wait for you to decide who you are. Like, that's a lot, but you still want the marriage.
Yes, I do. But I don't want to go back to pretending everything's fine either.
Right.
You know?
And if it turns into where you become just roommates and your intimacy is sought somewhere else, I don't know if that's the way you want to go, then...
Hell no!
Like, what do you... Like, how do you even move forward? Like, what does that look like?
Honestly, I've thought about it, but I don't know yet. And that's probably the problem. But I do know I want to figure it out with her, not lose everything because we weren't honest.
I mean, do you kind of think you're losing her a little bit right now? I mean, she was kind of like, the guy thing was like way out of left field.
It seems the odds are pretty high.
I mean, yeah, I think that's a real possibility, unfortunately.
Okay, so I have a good assumption, and she's not on hold or anything like that, but if she is listening right now, like, what do you want to say to her? Because we're not gonna say the thing you said off the air about the living situation, but go ahead. Like, what do you want to say to her?
Well, I want her to stop acting like I tricked her into something, because we talked about this. We agreed to it, and I want her to be honest, too, about what she wants and not just react to what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah. Okay, if we can line this up for... God, we'll talk to you off there. I don't want to say this on live radio right now, but, like, you know, something maybe where we could get the two of you on hold or on the phone together, maybe one day next week or something. Hold on a second, okay? I don't think this is quite just done.
Hang on, don't go.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Don't French anybody while you're on hold. Hang on a second.
Like, you know, I see the text. I'm not going to, like, not acknowledge them. it's not hateful.
No.
But just imagine, though,
some,
like,
of the texts are.
Some of the texts are, but they're saying that I'm being hateful. It's not. I mean, it's just, like, just completely just, and he felt this, and I didn't get to whatever with that. Like, do you feel that way as a kid? Do you feel that way as a teenager?
Why is that the first reaction off asking a question?
What?
Why are you being hateful?
I feel like...
I was reading what they were saying.
Why is that the...
Because people, you have to be on guard to protect others who may not... Did he feel intimidated by anything? Didn't seem like it.
It sounded like a productive conversation.
I wouldn't go that far.
It seems like he wants an open, private relationship, though. He wants to keep his business private and... It's not like swinging.
It's not a marriage, though.
Yeah, where you're not disclosing a lot or what you're doing with somebody.
Cool. Wow.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I found this out earlier this month, actually. Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hey, Matt. How are you guys?
Good.
Good, man.
You know, and I want you to verify this, too. Like, you legit listen to the show. I mean, you...
I do?
Yes.
Aww.
He's not just like a friend of mine using the services of the show to try to find a kidney. He's a legitimate listener.
He wouldn't make your driver.
See?
Look at that. He wouldn't have thought of that too fast if he wasn't. So he's real.
Stay on script now, okay? I'm just kidding. No, I've known you for probably a decade or longer, I would say. And you're a good dude, and... I can't say where I saw you recently quite just yet, but I saw you recently, and, you know, we had talked by text about this, and I was like, man, there's got to be something we can do for this, and then I saw you in person. I was like, all right. Because here's the thing. Dude says, man, I'm nervous. I don't want to come on. And he even said this.
Yeah.
I don't want to come on as like I'm, you know, whatever. And I was like, dude, I'll be the one that does it for you. Like, it's not taken advantage of. Like, if there's anyone out there that's going through stuff like this, if we can use a segment or two to put that together, quite honestly, it's good business for us because we keep you as a listener.
Yep.
I mean, you look at it from that point of view, but also you're a good person and we need to keep good people around.
This is what this is for. This is massive.
It's community outreach is what it is, Jeff.
I don't even know how it comes up in conversation.
Right. Am I okay to say your last name?
You are.
Jeff Millwood. A lot of people were, when I said your name earlier, they're like yesterday, they thought we were talking about Lewis Neal. It's like, there's more than one Jeff. It could be Jeff Bodine, you know?
Could be.
It could be anyone. But Jeff, walk us through, if you want to, like, what happened and how you found out about this. And if you want to say your age, too.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Nah. 21 now.
You too.
I'm 54. Back in 2024, around October, I went to my family physician for itching, severe itching on my feet and legs. And he just said, you know, he didn't really know what it was. He said, just keep lotion on it, and I'm going to run some labs. Well, I got a call later that afternoon and said that you need to go to the ER, that your potassium is through the roof and your creatinine, which is your kidney numbers, are way through the roof, and you're about to go into renal failure and cardiac arrest.
Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine that, just from itching on your feet and legs.
Right, right. So that's also why I wanted to, you know, call in and just let people know, you know, you got to be proactive about your own health because, you know, no one else is going to.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, I ended up with 2 golf ball sized stones in each kidney.
God.
And while I was in the hospital for 7 days, they said that I had kidney disease. And I said, no, it's just kidney stones. You know, let's clean them out and we'll be good. Well, no, it turned out to be kidney disease. Started out with stage 3 and progressed to stage 4. And just had some labs done recently, and the numbers continue to skyrocket. With your kidney numbers, the higher is not good. You know, you usually want lower, you know, or higher numbers than most things. But
right.
With this, higher is not good. So I'm at 18% kidney function at the moment, and I'm probably about a year away from dialysis, which would possibly put me out of work. You know, I'm too young for all that.
So, and, when they talk about the percentage, that's in each kidney, right? Like they look at them separate.
No, they look at both kidneys. It's 18% for both kidneys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I'm still learning a lot of this. It's still fairly new to me. But it's both kidneys.
So. Just so we don't lose, you know, track of time, because I mean, it is important to hear all that, and especially, you know, I didn't even tell you to say that. Like, hey, this is kind of a PSA to people. Like, if you just got like an itch, like if it continues, like I mean, you can't just like, you know, scoff at this stuff. I mean, my grandpa, you know, God bless, he died when I was a year old. He never went to the doctor ever. The old country man just did not go to the doctor ever. And he was having a fever all the time, wouldn't go to the doctor.
Oh,
old ways of using ointments and liquor and all this stuff. Well, he ended up being eat up with cancer into his bones.
Wow. Oh, God bless.
Yeah, I mean, he would not go to the doctor. So I know a lot of people get hard-headed. Hell, I've been that way myself. But look at that right there. Like, within a few hours, they said, get your ass to the ER right now. Like, that's incredible.
Way they got to paint that picture to, like, you know, create some urgency.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely pay attention to what your body's telling you.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the you went over this with me when I saw you at that event. What are the requirements that you need here? Because I can't express it without cussing how much better our listeners are than any others. Like, there's all the charitable stuff we've done over the years, we blew people's mind. And I'm not saying this about us. I'm saying this is us, meaning y'all listening and everything. We went over and, like, set new records at the Children's Radiothon. Like, they're like, oh, people listen to that show aren't going to do. Are you kidding? Like, are you crazy? Those are usually the best people.
Yeah.
So what are the requirements that are needed for this, Jeff?
Okay, well, I am on the kidney transplant list. For Prisma Health, I can go to the USMC down in Charleston. There's several around. But from what I know so far is blood type is usually the best. I'm A positive, but O negative is a universal donor. Oh, yeah, by the way, let me get this out. My insurance will cover 100% of all testing, surgery, doctor's visits, anything for any donor.
God. Wow. Is that normal?
Yes.
It is.
For a donor, yes. Yes.
Wow.
If you donate an organ, the other person's insurance covers 100%.
God, that's like the only good thing about insurance I've heard in a long, long time.
The only.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it would make sense if that's the only thing that keeps you alive. Exactly.
They want that premium paid for sure. I know. Okay, so so that the no money out of their pocket. Okay.
Right. And as far as I know so far, they do a 10 minutes CAT scan. I just had one done Monday to check my kidneys. I was in there 10 minutes tops.
Okay.
CAT scan, blood work, urine sample. Overall, just good health. BMI less than 35 is what they like. No diabetes, of course. No major health issues. Basically, you know, decent health. You know, they want to make sure the donor is healthy, you know, as the recipient.
Yeah.
So that's so far, that's pretty much all the requirements there is.
Okay.
To get tested. And the transplant center would reach out. It's all I would need is names and phone numbers. And, of course, I'm not going to bug you at all. I won't even call you. I will just hand them over to the transplant center, and they would contact you and give you step-by-step instructions on what next to do.
Okay.
Hey, is this changing the way you work now, or I imagine?
No, not now. It's not.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But, I mean, you don't, like, you, I mean, you're in some pain. I mean, you're working on 18%. You know, and you're going, and you have, I don't want to say you're, well, you kind of doing your P1 name, but you're a hardworking man, as they say. You're not just, you know, not that people that work at a desk don't think, but, or work hard, but, you know, it's a different manual labor thing, you know.
So. And try to keep your body feeling good and your energy level up is probably the hardest thing.
That's where a sweet wife takes over. Yeah. Am I right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I have the best.
They do. He does have a sweet wife, and they have a great relationship. It's fun to, and you know, I don't want to see I don't want to see anyone health decline. I really don't. Even my worst enemies.
No.
Some of them, if they were on fire, I might would if I had to pee. I might Calvin and Hobbs them, but I never wish any kind of debilitating thing on anyone. And
no.
And you like. You can totally, you know, live on with just one if you donate yours. I mean, it is a big ask. It's not like, oh, just donate a kidney. It's not like donating blood. It's a big ask. But, like, I mean, what if that's your thing? Like, everybody looks for their reason, you know? What if your reason is to keep Jeff alive? I mean, like, but think about that. Like, the gift of life that we have, like, if you could... You know, take part of this and make that. It's like loaves and fishes, kind of.
Pretty much. Do they start with family first, as far as like blood tests and?
They can. I only have one sister, and she's a diabetic, so she's obviously out.
Oh, okay.
My dad's 80, so age really is not a requirement. But at the same time, I just wouldn't. I just couldn't ask my 80-year-old father to go through something like that, even though they say the surgery for a donor is not really that difficult. It's laparoscopic, from what I understand, for the donor. It's a lot more entailed for me, you know.
Yeah.
But I have a friend in Virginia. She just donated to her sister, and they're both doing great. And it's been...
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
2 weeks in now, they're both out. Good. Doing their thing.
Yeah,
awesome.
Okay, I've got all this information here. If anybody wants to contact me or the show or whatever, please do. And I've got all this information. So real quick, blood type A positive or the O negative, your insurance will pay for everything 100%. All you have to do is a 10-minute CAT scan, blood work, the urine test. Now, here's a question. What if they like, what does that mean? Like,
I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're not checking for anything.
Nice way to ask that. BMI less than 35, no diabetes, and in decent health. And the age is not really that of a concern.
And you do, you know, in urine tests, you find out how your vitamin intake is and what you need and everything. So that's
right. They check your vitamins, protein. With kidney disease, I'm leaking a lot of protein in my urine, which is not a good thing. So I have to watch my animal proteins and, you know, keep an eye on that. That and the potassium are two of the big dangers in this kidney disease. Because, you know, high potassium, you'll fall out of a heart attack.
Yeah. So when they tell you you're on the list, they don't give you like a placement, right? They just say, hey, you're on the list and we'll let you know. Or
that's it. It could be 3 to 5 years is average. So, yeah, unless I have a living donor. If I had a living donor and they met all the qualifications, I could go in a month.
Oh. Imagine that, hopefully. Though. You're on a list, which is great. 3 to 5 years possible, and your doctor's like, you need this in 2 years. Like, I can't imagine the mindset you've got right now. I really can't. Yeah, really. I'd be all balled up in the bed. I would be.
Yeah. Well,
I hope I wouldn't be, but, this would be – that's a tough pill to swallow.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right.
Yeah, we're not related. No,
we're not related.
Not related to Cracker
Not even
Barrel.
Leaky. Not related to Leaky Black either. Hey, it's All Advice Show. Let's – Anonymous always goes to – oh, hold on. I got to read the note. She's 25 and says she needs help before something big happens.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. Did you enjoy the singing?
Yeah, actually, it kind of helped because I'm like really nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're good. What's going on?
Okay. So I've been dating my boyfriend for 11 months.
Yeah, that's pretty serious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really serious. We actually have the same friend group. That's how we met. You know, we're around each other all the time.
Can't hide from each other. I mean, y'all are locked in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, we'll keep going. You got our interest. What's happening?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God dang it, man.
Wow.
That escalated.
Congratulations, Mom. Was that, was it planned or are we surprised?
Oh, surprise, yeah. But okay. No, we're both really excited, though. Like, yeah. we're good. We're
okay.
Happy.
Good. Because, that totally matters. So,
yeah.
I mean, it really, really does. So, it's not like a panic mode. This is the steps where you say, you know, we're building a life together. We're building something.
Yeah.
All right. So... What do you want to, the advice you're calling for, do you want us to help you come up with baby names or what's the problem?
Okay, so one of my friends, who's also his friend, told me that he's planning to propose to me on my birthday this month.
Oh, no, that's hard to overshadow a baby.
Well, yeah. Did you, any clue that this was... First off, why would they tell you? That's kind of screwy. Can't trust anyone.
Yeah, it messes the whole thing up.
Do you have any clue, though, that he was going to do this?
No, none.
Yeah. And this is legit, not just gossip, like, girl, I bet he's going to do this.
No. She said he's been talking about it, like, actually planning, asking what ring styles I like, so...
Yeah, it's definitely real, because there's not going to be a... Not go through all this for a fake proposal.
Right. Know?
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Well, she said, okay, so let's get to the heart of this. Like, do you love this dude?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you see a long-lasting future with him, or at least a future with him?
Yes.
Yeah, and you want to raise this child together?
Oh, yes.
I wish you'd say it like Dr. Phil. That's kind of how it sounds. Do you love each other?
Are you mad? Are you ready to get engaged and then walk that aisle?
No.
Well, there's your answer. There it is.
Well, why? I'm not saying that in a direct way. I'm just saying why? Why not?
It feels so fast. And honestly, I just feel like he's only doing it because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to question, is that why he even brought it up?
Yeah.
Because you don't want a bastard baby.
So you're saying if I'm not pregnant, he's not proposing now. This wouldn't be happening right now.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can see why you feel that way.
So now it feels less like I want to marry you and make, you know, two shall become one and that whole thing, to I feel like I should marry you now that you're pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
And you probably already know, but those are two completely different proposals.
Yeah.
It's not even the same thing.
Plus the birthday thing, though. Like, let's play this out. Worst case, like, it's your birthday. Go shorty. Your friends are there. Maybe family. The cake's wheeled out. Whatever. I've never been anywhere where a cake's been wheeled out. Have you? It's usually just brought out on a platter, never on a big card or anything. But he gets down on one knee. What do you do, Anonymous?
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say no in front of people, but I don't want to say yes if I don't mean it.
I mean, you can't peer pressure like somebody into a marriage is probably
I know.
Point.
That's how you end up divorced, still sharing a Netflix.
And still having a bastard baby.
Yeah. So. Oh, come on. We don't know it's going to be a boy.
Why don't you go ahead and get engaged, but get married like a year from now? Or make it longer so you can really see if he loves you or not.
Like, the question is, how do you stop this before it happens without, like, straining the relationship or hurting his feelings, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Like, this is just, like, straight talk right now. Like, there's no version of this where you don't say... There's no version of this where you say nothing and it just works.
Nope. I mean, none.
Because if he proposes and you say no, that's a way bigger hurt. If he proposes and you say yes, just avoid that moment, that's even worse.
Yeah.
So, like, the move, I mean, feel free to jump in. I mean, like, the move has to happen before your birthday.
Like, this week soon.
And here's where people mess this up. They make it about rejection. You can't go to him and say, oh, I'm not ready to get engaged, because what he hears is, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you just got to, like, frame it up and say, look, I want you, I want this, just not this rushed.
Yeah, like the same outcome, you know? Like, you're getting to the same destination, just a little bit slower.
Yeah, you might want to focus on the baby first and then get married.
That's not even here yet,
that's
Paige.
That's solid. That's
and tell him that. Like, let's work at being parents, and then if we still love each other.
I don't want you to say his real name, but Paige, what's the first name of a man that you hate? Go.
Adolf.
Okay.
See, like, I hate when you do that, but I know why you do it.
Okay.
It's such a hard question.
If you say to him, hey, Adolf, I love you. I want to know what you're going to name the baby. For I love you, Adolf, and I'm excited about this baby, and I see a future with you, but I just don't want our engagement to feel like it happened because of social stigmas or because we felt like we had to. I want to marry you, Adolf, because we choose to, not because society tells us to, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's what I'm feeling.
And then you give him something solid like, not no, but not yet.
Yeah, like, right? What about...
I saw that in a movie.
Hey, after the baby, after we settle, you know, let's finally do it. Let's do it the right way.
Yeah, because right now, like...
You don't want to be a pregnant bride.
Because life starts at birth. You want to have the kid first.
First off, think about that honeymoon. Like, oh... But that puts off a lot of stuff, because I know the honeymoon thing, people will wait a couple years and you know, do it later or whatever. But
and
like,
that don't count.
New relationship, pregnant, now all of a sudden we're going to do all this. I wouldn't stack everything in 1 year, even from a financial standpoint.
But then again, people are texting in saying that she should just marry the guy and make him happy.
But those people are jerks, I think. Unless I like you.
She loves him.
They're trolls.
Yeah, but she's just not...
That's funny, though.
She's not ready. You got to talk to him before your birthday. Like, you just got to just come out with it and just say, look, I don't know. I mean, you just... You have to. Can you hold on 1 second?
Hang on.
Anonymous.
Yeah. We're not...
Make sure there's a lot of dissension on the text about that, though. That's strange.
Yeah.
She was pretty agreeable, though. I feel like we could have named her baby or, like, you know, asked her anything.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.